Patricia with Create Your Faith with Pat 58. I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with 47 years as a psychic reader and a master's degree in education. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Lab? Today is October 17th, 2018. Can you believe it? It's already the middle, a little bit more than the middle of October. Time has just flown by this year. Welcome to all of you. If you have tuned in before and you're listening again, I'm happy for you to be here. If you're a newcomer, welcome. I desire and want you all to be here. I'm so excited. Are you ready for a free reading tonight? Well, if you are, I invite you to call 657-383-0802 to get yours now with Pat 58. That's 657-383-0802. If any of you have a social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please go to these sites now and look up and like, I'm sorry, not look up, but like Keen's pages. All you got to do is press like. That's all you've got to do. And while you're there, there's some valuable information. There's always articles posted. There's also news about other readers. Sometimes you'll see me on there. I put little comments. So here's a word from our sponsor. Keen.com is the leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationships, or anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. That's pretty amazing that you can call somebody anytime, any day. That's amazing that there's always somebody to listen to, that you're never, ever alone. So call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And I invite you to go and ask your friends to call, and they can get a free reading. If they choose, you listening, you can call and get a free reading. If you're a new customer, I, Pat 58, can be reached at extension 048-19206. That's 048-19206. You can also download the Keen app on your smartphone, Keen's Gone Mobile, and you can receive exclusive offers via that way. To receive free offers via text, or exclusive offers, not free offers, exclusive offers via text, text the word Keen, K-E-E-N, Keen, to 40506. If you want a free reading tonight on the show with Pat 58, me, I invite you to call me on the show, 657-383-0802. Now, usually I talk about a topic. However, tonight I felt confounded to give free readings. Okay, so I invite you to take this opportunity to get a free reading. It's two questions. Okay, only two. Okay. And I will answer the phone and I will say, this is Pat 58. And I will ask you your name and I will ask you where you're calling from. And I will ask you two questions. And if I tell you, I want you to call me on my line on Keen, there's a reason. Because there's a lot of details probably that I see. And I want to elaborate on that and tell you more about it. Okay, and also if you call me privately, there's benefits to that. We connect, I pick up more, we learn more from each other. I try when I give readings to people, I'm very honest, okay? And I try to give them tools to live with or tools to live by. I try to give them guidance and help them, okay? So I'm ready to take callers. I'm really excited because my switchboard is lit up. Thank you. I feel like it's Christmas. It's blazing hot over here where I live. So here we go. So I'm going to ask you what your name is and where you're calling from. And I want you to 2 questions. If you have more questions, I invite you to call me on King. Okay, so here we go. Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air. Your name? Okay, that person was not there. Gotta hang up. Here we go to the next one. Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome. Where are you calling me from?
Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. Wow. That's a great place, sweetheart. Okay, Suzanne.
Yeah,
so what
can I
you
ask
like
a question? Can, for a reading?
You can ask me too. More than
oh,
one,
wonderful.
You can ask me too. So
great.
Ahead, Suzanne.
When do you see me meeting my significant other or boyfriend? And it better be soon.
Okay, let me see. So, okay, I shuffled the card, and we're going to look. Says you will meet somebody, a significant other. And it feels like you should meet them, I want to say, possibly in March of next year.
Not till March, oh my God.
That's not a long time. I'm
5 months.
Sorry to say, that's not a long time. Are you kidding? A year in God's time is a minute in our life.
Do you know anything about them?
I see it here. I can tell you. I get King of Swords, which means that he's very analytical, probably good with math, could be into engineering. I feel like he's a man of uniform, which means that he was either in the service or he wears a uniform for his profession. I also feel that the two of you will have a very good connection with the Six of Cups being here. Now here's the other thing. I feel like he chooses you, okay? Which means that he may be getting out of a relationship, or there may be a horrible breakup and that's lingering, okay? And Susan, because
how do I meet him?
I was gonna tell you because he finds you very together. He chooses you, okay? And here's the best part. I always save the best for last. It says that he will find you to be very supportive, okay, and very, committed to him. And because of that, to a very strong, committed relationship between the two of you.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see. How does she meet this gentleman? Picking up the card. It feels like through I get, it feels like somebody else introduces you to him. Because I get lots of face cards. So you're introduced to him from somebody else that you know.
A lot of my friends don't know anybody, but I'm starting a new job next week, maybe.
Well, honestly, I'm going to tell you this, and I was going to say it, but I didn't want to cut you off. I feel like it's possibly somebody that knows you through work, or they introduced you through work. There's some kind of relationship there because I also get work cards.
Do you know how old he is?
Well, that's the third question, Susan. And I would
love
to answer that, sweetheart. Don't be sorry.
Oh. You can't say a rough age?
I can tell you this from what I see in this spread. I feel that he's a little bit older. Now, I'm not talking like grandpa older, okay? I'm talking like he's a little bit older than you, but not too much.
Oh. Well, if he's older than me, he is going to be grandpa old.
I know, but I wasn't talking like, you know, like where you're like 20 years younger than him. There's nothing wrong with that, okay?
Ew,
you know,
no way. I'd have to be dating a 78-year-old.
I know, but we can't knock that. We don't know who's listening. And honestly, I'm not going to knock it. You know, love comes in many different. You got to be open to it.
That's true. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Susan, and you have a great day. And thank you for calling. And keep in touch, okay?
Sure.
Take care, love. Have a good evening. Well, that was awesome. Thank you, Susan. Okay, here we go. Next caller. Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air. Hello. It's Patricia.
Hello,
you're live on the air.
Hi, my name is Filson. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi. And how can I help you?
I have a question about, I guess, what I'm going to, or who my next relationship is going to be with.
Well, I can't be that specific, my dear. I'm mm-hmm. psychic, but I'm not Jesus. Okay? So I can give you details about the relationship you're going to be in, if that works for you. So show me the details of the person she's going to be involved with next. Ooh, nice spread. Let's see. I get that they're going to be quiet, because I get the Hermit as the first card. I feel like they will be very intelligent. I do see that you guys have a lot in common. And also, you guys have a great connection as well, as like the other caller. Because I get Six of Cups, that means great connection. But I also get Two of Cups, which means cooperation, a lot in common when those two cards are together. I feel that they will find you very beautiful and very independent.
Okay.
So what's your next question?
What should I be doing as a career?
Let me see. Just think of the question, picking up the cards. Thank you for being so patient. What should she do for a career? I'm shuffling three times, cutting the deck. There we go. The cards are saying you're a very strong person. Okay, the first card is, the reason I'm telling you this is so I can interpret them for you, okay? The Page of Wands and the Tower. What that means is like helping, like Page of Wands means news. The Tower, negative. That means like something really bad, okay? It means like helping people, like getting out of something really negative. Okay, so honestly, the cards are saying, like, you would be really good at, like, helping people through crisis. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I see that you're like a really strong person because I get the strength card. And honestly, the strength card means strong.
Okay. Emotionally, right? Because I'm not physically
right.
strong. But...
I know, but if you're dealing with people in crisis, you have to be like together emotionally. You can't go to work with your heart on your sleeve. My boyfriend broke up with me, and go in the back room, and you can't be like that all the time. Maybe once in a while, but not all the time. Right?
Yeah. Does it say like anything else in the spread?
It says what I see in the past is that you're very committed to whatever you do with the Seven of Coins. You have whatever you're going, this job that I chose for you, that I see you going into, choosing. It says it's very competitive with 2 5s. It is a worthwhile change with 2 pages. The other thing I see is you do, there's a lot of potential for you for growth. And for money.
Okay. All right, so I have to look for a job where I help people in crisis, basically.
Yeah. I used to teach career skills, so let's think about that real quick. So let's see. So counselor, fighter, or not firefighter, but EMT person, you know, like an EMT. Like the person who picks people up, you know, with an ambulance, like EMT type person. Do you like stuff like that where you have to be like ready, set, go?
The counselor appeals to me out of those two.
Okay. Or the other thing that came to mind, you know, as a segue of going into counseling would be like a 911 dispatcher. Because you're literally talking people through crisis. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Or they also have them for firefighters, too.
Okay, you don't see anything having to do with creativity?
I don't get that in this spread, and I'm only allowed to answer 2 questions. But you can call me on Keen. I invite you to do that.
Okay.
You want my extension?
Yes. Yeah.
It's 048-19206. And I'll be back on tonight at 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to take a little break after the show.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. That was awesome. Thank you for calling in, Columbus, Ohio. Here we go. Next caller. Hi, it's
Hello.
Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi.
Your name?
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. Where are you calling from?
Jersey.
Hi. Well, how can I help you, Rose?
Well, I wanted to change careers, and I recently signed up for an online class. And once I graduate and finish this class, I'll be able to start looking for work because I'll have a new certificate, a new certification. And I'm wondering, what do you see? Do you see success or... What can you tell me?
Let me see what's coming up for Rose with this new certification. What's coming up for Rose with this new certification? What's coming up for Rose? Well, you're going to love what you're going to do, where you're going to be placed. There's going to be an end to drama, okay? You're not going to feel so delayed. You're also going to feel free. Okay, your mind is going to open up. That's what I feel. You're not going to feel so blocked.
So you see success in this new career, and you see me making money.
I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
What a relief. I've been stuck at my regular career, and I can't take it anymore. It's, like, very competitive. So my second question is, I've found a temp job for 3 months starting on Monday, and I'm wondering how that's going to go.
Haven't you called me before?
I did. I called you, I think, a while ago. Yeah.
Told you you were going to find a job.
Well, it's a temp job while I'm still studying and transitioning into a new career because I have to work. But it starts on Monday for 3 months, like I said, and I want to know if that's going to go well or what do you see with that?
Well, you're going to be really busy there. They're going to be very cooperative with you, and it's a big change, I feel. And honestly, I feel, too, that they need you. Like, you're really going to be needed. They're going to appreciate your knowledge and your common sense.
Okay. So I'm more excited about my new career, actually. I'm glad that you see positive things coming for me. And in the meantime,
yes.
I have to work. So the temp job will keep me having an income for a few months until I transition. So I hope that it all goes well.
It will, sweetheart. And keep me posted, okay, Rose?
Thank you so much.
Have a great evening, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you, Rose. Thank you so much. Okay, time for our next caller.
Hello.
Hi, this is Patricia.
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
I'm fine. Your name?
Rose Maria. Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. That's a beautiful name. Wow. I usually hear Rosemarie, never Rose Maria.
Either a career change. I'm doing a career change and getting trained in a couple months, or that, or moving, or a new person in my life, whoever you can pick up.
So where are you calling me from, Rose Maria?
Right now, back in Jersey.
Jersey. Wow, I've gotten two people from Jersey. Awesome. Okay, so do you want me to just see what I see coming up for you?
Yeah.
It says things are going to get better financially for you. That's what I see. And it's going to come as a big surprise. That's what I see. What else do you want to know?
New person coming in. My life, long-term commitment. Hopefully that's soon.
Let's see, when is the long term? Girl, you're going to hate me. There is somebody coming. There's actually two people coming in. It feels like one's coming in June, July, okay? And the other one's coming in August, September. Yes, I do know the months of the year. August, September, okay? So that doesn't mean like, oh, my God, you know, how am I supposed to have long-term if I'm going to have two people. What that means is that you're going to get to choose.
Cool.
It's amazing I could pull that out of that. Usually I always shuffle for timing, but we're only allowed to ask two questions. So what else would you – oh, I'm sorry, Rosemaria. I'm sorry. So if you want to ask me more, you can call me on team.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, honey. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, that was awesome. Here we go again. Or great. I feel like Tony the Tiger. Great. Remember those Kellogg's Frosted Flakes? That was great. Yeah, I could never figure out how the person could say that. Okay, let me see. Here we go. I can't say it, right? All right, here we go. Hi, it's Patricia. You're live on the air. Where are you calling me from and your name?
Thank you. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Where are you calling me from?
Sacramento, California.
Oh, Sacramento. Welcome. How can I help you, Wendy?
Well, on March the 9th, it was in the backseat of a yellow cab. We were rear-ended on the highway. I've not been able to work ever since. And I've been on an ADA leave. And I have tons of proof. Medical documents, police reports, everything under the sun. My employer has been approving me off on an ADA leave, but they called me yesterday and they told me that if my doctor feels that I need more time off, they are not going to approve it. And that if I do not report to work on November 1, then I will lose my job. So even though I'll be in pain and feeling sick, I'll have to go to work. Am I going to be able to keep my job?
Let me see. Will Wendy be able to keep her job? Yes or no?
For at least 6 months.
Okay, now the cards say yes. It does say that you're going to have to fight with them to get to be able to keep it. And it says it's going to be hard, but yes, you'll be able to keep it. So in other words, I'm just warning you that you can do it, okay? But I'm telling you what you can expect.
Wow. Well, why should I have to fight with them about that? What does that mean?
Because they want you back to work. You not being there is costing them money.
How does that cost them money, though?
Because they have to pay your leave.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask for to be.
But you know what? The show's going to end. The show's going to end, Wendy, and I got to let you go. Thank you for calling. Thank you, Wendy. That was a great show. Thank you for joining us. Please tune in next week for another episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I will be logging on soon to keen.com. You can reach me there. Grab Pat 58 at extension 048-19206. Have a good night, and we will talk soon.